conscious effort to change her, my ex-boyfriend, my body, anything. I made a conscious effort to obey her. Mm-hmm. Everything else came after that.
After that, yeah.
So true.
The truck of spiritual.
So true.
Came to. Makes you a different person.
So I have a question about the state of sanity when they said, but mm-hmm. I came on. It never happens to me with meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, in meditation, I have had times that I went deep and I've had great experiences that I've had was from the time that I went deep. But normally, when I don't do meditation as much now anymore. And I'm guilty of that, but you should say that too. Because I feel like, you know, I feel like every minute I am doing meditation because I'm nowhere else but there. Again, because of the way I live, because I'm you know, I'm not in contact with anybody. Or, but that transcending state you were talking about, does it always only happens through meditation, or because I've had times that I wasn't meditating and a song took me there. So
that's meditation. That song put you in the state of meditation. So that's why I say meditation is such a misunderstanding of a thing. Okay, let's have a new vocabulary. That state that Richard goes is going beyond the mind that can be triggered by a candlelight, something that puts you in that mood, singing, a beautiful voice, a beautiful sight, a beautiful smell, anything that can hit the five senses that are enjoyable can make you transcend to this.
This was my question.
Yeah, because
it happens to me a few times that just
with
one song, you know, I went somewhere that I would not see anybody. Would not hear anything but what I wanted to hear and what was going on with me.
I should say if I had any deep meditation.
Yeah, that is not transcendental meditation. That is actually closer to standing on the wall than with transcendental meditation is dead. You're dead. You don't see this world. Not the music, not the car, not the house. Not even the feeling that this music has created for you. Everything is finished. It's like a deep, deep sleep. What do you remember?
So what is the beauty of it?
It is beautiful because it's not deep, deep sleep. It's you have gone beyond the mind and you tasted it, the state of isness. But the state of isness, what are you going to do with the impression of it? You know? So it is a taste, it is wonderful, but we can't stop there.
Can't put up your tent there.
You can't put up your tent there.
And if you're in deep, deep sleep, do you feel the taste?
When you come out, you know you tasted something beautiful.
Oh, because if there's
because,
no memory.
Because you didn't have any concern anymore, you didn't have any relative, you didn't have any job. You didn't have any cars, you didn't have insurance, monthly payment. They were all gone. That's why at the first of the month, Richard goes in a state of samadhi.
Every bill cycle.
And tax time probably. Around April.
Yeah.
So actually, state of sandy, the way you said that, is a different thing than
you know, samadhi is a deep, deep sleep, but you are not deep, deep sleep. You are in a state of isness.
It's blissful,
but not conscious.
But there is nothing, there's no awareness of time, space, or form at all.
Yeah.
And you have to come back to time, space, and form, in which case you then pick up the entire box.
With more sensitivity.
Crap that you didn't deal with before. So you can go into a state of samadhi for 10 years. When you come back out, you still have to pick up that box.
Mm-hmm.
First time I went to India, I knew I could sit over there and be peaceful and calm during the entire time. I'd stay there forever. Be peaceful, happy, and calm. And I knew I couldn't do it. I had to leave. Okay.
Does it make you depressed?
What?
When you come out?
Is it shocking to
the I just shared you what happened. When you come out,
no depression.
Long enough, there's sort of, it was quieter.
Mm-hmm. You see, the vibration is the most still. Missy K, you're looking in a pond that is moving this much. And then you're shoot in that pond, and then they tell you to come to the surface for a breath. You come like this. Done it a million times. When you come, your nervous system had gone through a shock. So you need some moments. Like in that class I came, it was crazy. You know, people that went down, nobody told them what's going to happen. They would come out and go into the, you know, the seizure. So it's too much difference. That's why in the transcendental meditation, they told us, take your time to come out. You know, in our classes, when I don't know who would like to go deep or not, I said, take your time. If you're not ready to open your eyes, please don't open your eyes. Or when I look at her and I want to ask her something and I see she's being quiet, I won't ask because I know I don't want to disturb the vibration. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I ask people not to touch me because I know that where I'm at, if they touch, either would be too much for them or the crap comes to me and I don't want that at that time because I'm open, you know.
That time, remember, you asked someone to touch me?
Huh?
In the car.
Yeah.
I have a question. These visiting moments.
Uh-huh. Visiting cards.
Visiting cards that you get. Mm-hmm. So prolonged version of a visiting card is a state of samadhi. Can I say that?
Mm. Prolonged? No.
No? It's different?
What does prolonged mean?
Okay, let me put it this way. A state of samadhi is who you are. It has no time, no space, no nothing. And anybody can go in that state with enough practice because it's always there. When I tell you, are you with me? It's very elementary, but it's more useful. Because as soon as this movement comes to yourself, you recognize it. Everything you have to do in that day is under the umbrella of omniscient. Mm.
So then why shouldn't we do it?
Why shouldn't you do it? Mm-hmm. Have a taste of it. Why not? So you know what his business is.
Mm-hmm. But it's different than the visiting cards.
Visiting cards is art of living. It's the same thing, but you can function.
Is that part of the process? Like you need to do it after?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're right. I've come to this point. The reason I harper on art of living, because you guys came to me, and this is my teaching. But the thing is that you can do the transcendental meditation for a long, long time. The truth of the matter is, and we don't need to tell anybody else, you have to be in the world but not of it. That's it. And it says it in the Bible. It says it in Quran.
And that's why the visiting cards, while you're washing your dishes, not that you said it's art of living.
It's not quantity, it's the quality.
That reminds
me. If you have a split second, it's like being in the state of samadhi for 8 years. Yeah. Except you're functioning, you're washing dishes, you're, you know, taking care of your child.
They just remind you who you are.
That's right.
So if you do that.
And if you're in this state of deep samadhi, you don't have any interest to get married. What happens to all the karmas that are left? You come back and you live it again. Mm-hmm. Here, you have children, you get married, you have grandchildren, but at the same time, as you're going through the emotion of cleaning the karmic part of it, you're also living in truth.
So if you practice that, you don't need to go into a state of samadhi.
Unless you want to taste it. No, you don't need to.
Explain the samadhi
really.
Word again.
Samadhi? Samadhi is a transcendental state where you go in such a deep meditation that you are neither aware of the room that you are meditating, nor yourself, nor your personality.
See, I almost never do that. It's a few times in class.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yes.
People are talking about meditating when you're doing dishes and mm-hmm. doing different mm-hmm. things or whatever. Mm-hmm. I never practice meditation outside of Tuesday night, with the exception mm-hmm. of maybe here. Maybe mm-hmm. a couple mm-hmm. weekends we may have sat down mm-hmm. to watch a DVD and mm-hmm. meditate mm-hmm. for a minute. But that's the only way I do it, is in when you're doing dishes or whatever, and all it is...
But do you use your tools daily?
Oh, every day.
You got it.
But, yeah, and that's what I say, is instead of sitting down to uh-huh. mentally stop and meditate, uh-huh. I just seize the moments in the day, and just mm-hmm. whenever home shows up,
yes.
I stay there for a second,
that's
whatever I'm doing.
That is the quality, not quantity.
Right, quality.
Now,
quantity.
There is also a time in everyone's life that now and then, if you're in a nature and you're someplace that inspires you, you can't stay longer in silence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, meditation means I am recognizing the silence that is within me, period. Sometimes when you do that, it really is like taking your car for a tune-up. It, or change oils, and they put wherever it needs oil, and they wipe the oil off the what needs to. So it is also very, very beautiful. What you're doing, I commend more than long meditation, by far, myself. By far is more effective. But nevertheless, every so often, like you said, we do it with DVD, and sometimes you and Mihaila get together and have silence. Those silence, you never know what will come out of it. You know, you might...
I get dreams of it.
Yeah, you might have inner communicating something beautiful to you. So, but it doesn't have to be twice a day, 20 times each time. And,
right.
I don't have discipline for this type of thing. Usage, yes. Discipline, no.
Can you explain visiting cards?
Visiting cards is the glimpses or miracles or phenomena that happens to your life and you have no explanation and you say, how come it happened?
Mm-hmm.
How beautiful. These are visiting cards that are pushing you forward to a better opening to receive it.
I have a good example of visiting cards.
Mm-hmm.
A visiting card, I'm checking out of the Walmart. I'm checking out of Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And as I check out of Walmart, there's no apparent reason for it, but I all of a sudden get tremendous smell of vibhuti. It's very distinctive,
mm-hmm.
it's definite, it comes from Baba, it's right there, it lasts for a minute, and it goes away. There was a visiting card, there was a presence there, and it's gone.
You did.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's like this.
Oh my God.
Or you feel it touch in your body.
Yeah, right. It doesn't have to be vibhuti. It can be anything.
And then visiting card could be, also visiting card could be that something that is very unexpected happens in your life.
But it's supposed to be good. I have experience. I was contemplating, and something hit in my head, and I don't know. It was telling me not to go this way and not to do this. So you say it's pleasant, not all the time. Is that pleasant all the time?
No. I'm just saying that it's something that invites you, or wakes you up, or pushes
right.
you forward.
Right,
yeah,
miracle.
Or is unexpected. Is unexpectedly help you to do